I don't know where to begin with our next guest because of the experiences he's gone through, including 4 years in prison, dealing with parents in a similar situation, you know, basically a relationship that went toxic, and maybe some good comes from this. But Bruce McLaughlin, we've been trying to get him on the show, and been a few miscommunications, joins us live, GMI Studios. Bruce, I'm really not sure where to begin, but sometimes, you know, fiction is stranger than truth, and I'm looking at some of the, you know, just have it all, father, husband, the perfect life, and then all of a sudden, a lot of stuff kind of, as you say, or your description, swallowed you whole. Can you sort of share with us some of your story here and maybe some of the constructive message you're trying to get out?
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on your show, and good morning to your listeners. I am the author of a book called now, for the second edition, just published, He Said, She Said. She Said is capitalized and is an acronym for sexual allegations and divorce. And then it's coupled with, and then he went to jail. I'm an attorney, and honestly, if this can happen to me, it can happen to everyone, because I didn't take it seriously when my ex-wife made false allegations that I had abused my children. And by not taking it seriously and not dealing with the issue directly, I was removed from my children and had a prosecutor gone bad, a rogue prosecutor, hide evidence in my case that led to my conviction. Wow. The evidence that was hit were notes that were crib notes written by my ex-wife, a native New Zealander, for the children to say, if you will, to either the Child Protective Services who interviewed them or the police or later to the prosecutors and to the church that they were involved in, getting their stories down. And as they begin to repeat these stories over and over again, there is a phenomenon, Jack, called instilled memory. And these children to believe the stories that they were abused by me as if they were true, and convinced the first jury to convict me to 4 years and 2 months in the penitentiary in southwestern Virginia.
What a nightmare. He said, she said, but S-A-I-D, he said, she said, Bruce McLaughlin, the book. I mean, again, I'm not judge and jury. And I do know a little bit about, I mean, I've read about instilled memory, but this is just like, you know, beyond a nightmare. And I have so many questions. I mean, today, where are you joining us from, and how has this affected your relationship with your children now that this is sort of more in the rearview mirror? I mean, how did you survive this?
Well, there are a couple questions there. The most important question was, how did I do this? Jack, had a faith that kept me from committing suicide. Honestly, I was about ready to do that in the shower after a verdict was passed, and I was just in the dumps and at the bottom of the refuse heap. And to your listeners, I would say, look, if you're going through a real, real difficult thing, you don't think that there's any way out. You know, I'm in the bowels of some jail after having a conviction that sentenced me to 13 years in jail, and I had no way out, but a little glimpse of faith inside of me allowed me to persevere. And by persevering, I was able to get a second trial and ultimately get an acquittal, which exonerated me and allowed me then to reestablish a relationship with my children. The jurisdiction that convicted me as a way to give back to the community that had turned its back on me. And the judicial system that had gone wild. And so sometimes, you know, we think that the judicial system is just. And I think everybody knows, I think your listeners know that the judicial system sometimes gets it right and sometimes doesn't. Oftentimes it's people who don't have the resources, the money, the poor folks who get the short end of the stick. Because the judicial system responds to good lawyers who are prepared, who do their thing, and the first round of lawyers I had were incompetent. So if I could say this to folks, take things seriously. when they happen to you, especially sexual allegations in divorce, don't be intimidated by it. Look it straight in the face and talk to your children and make sure that they understand the truth. And don't be afraid to stand up and be counted. But same token, when something happens bad to you and you think you have no way out, capture a bit of faith in your heart. Persevere. And as my late father used to say, this too shall pass, and sometimes in a favorable way. And I'm fortunate to say it happened to me.
Bruce McLaughlin, he said, she said, Bruce, real quickly, let you go. Thanks for sharing so much of this personal story, which I think you're doing it to kind of help others. But I'm not a buddy or a friend. I don't know you, but the question I want to leave you with is, how are you doing today after all this?
Well, I've reconciled with my children. We have a good, healthy relationship, mainly. We're trying to overcome some of the childhood trauma associated with what the children had to go through. The children are somewhat alienated, obviously, from their mother, although I'm not trying to do that. But I just want to make sure that by publishing this book and hopefully getting a streaming series in Hollywood with Netflix or Amazon Prime, to tell the story of other people who were in jail, who were wrongfully accused of abusing their own children. The reality, Jack, is that 80% of these cases, children tell the truth, and juries are confused because they go, look, that children don't lie. And in the main, that's right. If there is not a divorce or a child custody situation, but the table is turned, if you will, 80% of those cases in a divorce, in a child custody dispute between parents, are false and or are unfounded, as the Child Protective Services say. So I'm trying to highlight the fact that we have some innocent parents who are serving time behind bars because of the instilled memory put in them by the opposing parent.
Well,
that leads to their wrongful conviction.
And you know, Bruce, I don't mean to say this, but Corey and I and J-Dog, we've talked about it. I'm not trying to draw analogies at all, but you look at this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, these allegations back and forth, just tearing each other up, and just it's so sad to watch because you don't know what the truth is, but that's not my point. But look at how it's playing out, and it can destroy lives, you know, and I, you know, we'll see. But thank you for sharing us your story. He said, she said, Bruce McLaughlin, Good Morning New Hampshire, our network of news talk stations here in New England, GMI Studios. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Jack.